Happy Hour.
Anything you hear may and will be used against you. Thank you.
Call security!
We met young Ryan Hoppy. Ryan.
Okay, and your name?
Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy, where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Ah, so you're from the rich north suburbs.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Your buddy, Ryan Hoppy.
No one knows who Ryan Hoppy is.
You never have to worry about offending Ryan Hoppy.
Isn't he like 7 foot tall?
He's 7 foot tall.
He's a kid.
He's right. A kid.
He's got good mentors.
And he's motivated.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
What's going on? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour. So call me live, as we are live on Spreaker, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Also, we got some breaking news. We got some exciting things that are happening at Hoppy Hour. If you have been looking all over the place, there's all these places that you can get CBD. If you are wondering, man, where is the best spot to get my CBD at? Trust me, I'm a man of my words. When I tell you that DB Infusions out of Sarasota is the place to be, call my friend, 941-730-0760. That's 941-730-0760. And tell them I sent you for the best CBD and Delta 8 products around. You catch my drift. Once again, dbinfusions.com. It's a good time. If you catch my drift, if you know what I'm talking about, 856-49-HOPPY. This has also been brought to you by, well, this is going to be brought to you by Dwayne the Mattress Guy at Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro, 813-452-5555. I mean, what more needs to be said? What more needs to be communicated through these podcast waves? What more needs to be even mentioned? I literally hook you guys up with the best info on the best MMA trainer, Amir Academy, the best workout trainer, Devin Prasad, FitSageFitness.net, the best barber, RichKBarber.com, the best Delta 8 and CBD at DBInfusions.com. I mean, I'm here to provide you services and goods and entertainment. I'm looking out for you, average Joe and Jane. I didn't forget about you, even though I made the same money as you. I'm not like any different. I'm just saying I'm here because I want to entertain you. And I saw this headline here from TMZ, and it really cracked me up. I love when the rich and elite get in trouble, and they try their hardest, and they work so hard to try to keep it low-key. But there's only delaying your mugshot getting out for so long. Sometimes you do get lucky and it doesn't get out there. But sometimes you don't get as lucky. And Nancy Pelosi's husband did not. Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul's somber DUI mugshot released by TMZ. Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, certainly looked unimpressed after getting nailed for a DUI, as you can see in his new mugshot. We've obtained a photo snapped after Pelosi's May arrest. He's wearing a dress shirt and jacket like every 83-year-old millionaire boomer. Literally, his outfit is what any boomer wears when they're getting drunk at a fancy bar. Oh, I'll be dead in 2 days. Let me just party hard and smell like really awful cologne, that old man smell that I don't know what the hell they use, but ugh. You know when you smell like an old person and they smell nice, but it's like 50 years out of touch? Kind of like their whole idea of the economy and money and living. TMZ broke the news. Paul was involved in an accident the night of May 28th near Napa, California. Oh, so he's one of those millionaires that goes out there. Well, I'm going to Napa. I'm going to go to Napa. You hear them talk about Napa, 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 Napa.
Shut up!
Out of touch. He was driving a 2021 Porsche when it was hit by a Jeep. Man, he's really going. I guess it would be the end of life crisis because he's in his 80s. He's in an accident, drunk as hell in Napa, California, while Nancy's speaking at some liberal college, and he's driving a 2021 Porsche. And then there were rumors spread by Donald Trump Jr., the biggest troll, saying that California Governor Gavin Newsom was going to get the charges against Paul dismissed. However, a spokesperson for Napa County tells TMZ, Gavin Newsom has not contacted the DA's office nor intervened to have the charges against Paul Pelosi dropped. Yeah, he probably is trying to help him out, but I don't think they're going to announce if he actually was doing that. Like, can you imagine that? You go, hey, Gavin Newsom, how's it going, man? Hey, I'm just too busy cheating on my wife and not going by any of the rules I've made about the quarantine the last 2 years. Oh, that's cool, Gavin Newsom. You're a fake hair piece of shit. Did you hear about Paul Pelosi? What's he going to say in that conversation you have with Gavin Newsom? Oh, yeah, I'm working on getting the charges dropped and just paying a DA to go away. Like, I love whenever they catch a politician. This is a very Chicago thing. A politician would get caught being dirty if it was cheating on your wife or Rob Blagojevich or governor trying to sell Obama's Senate seat. It's whenever a politician gets caught. Like, let's say John Edwards 14 years ago cheating on his wife, and the, like, news crew, like Inside Edition and all of them, they'll knock at the door and they'll be like, anyone here? You want to say evidence that could be used against you in court when your lawyer's saying to hide? Yeah, I would love them trying to reach out to Paul Pelosi. But the fact that Paul Pelosi, who is a millionaire, I don't want to say I excused DUI, but I literally would probably drink my old life away too if I was married to that piece of garbage. And the other thing you got to remember too, is a lot of times when millennials get DUIs or even Gen Xers that have smartphones, there's never a reason to, like, get a DUI because you got Uber and Lyft and whatever. But, like, when you're Paul Pelosi, he's probably one of those really out-of-touch boomers that has, like, an iPhone 5 and wonders why it's not working. He doesn't seem like he's hip with the times. So he probably panicked and drank a little bit too much. And it's like, oh, Nancy's going to hear about it again. She's been saying I'm drinking a lot. And it's always my fault, isn't it? I see that marriage having a lot of problems. Why? Because it involves Nancy Pelosi.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. You want the best CBD and Delta 8 products around? Let me tell you. Once again, the newest sponsor to Happy Hour, dbinfusions.com, out of Sarasota. Tell them I sent you. When you go there at dbinfusions.com, I'm telling you, man, it's the best around. The best CBD, the best Delta 8. Call David at DB Infusions. The number is 941-730-0760. It's 941-730-0760. dbinfusions.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind.
Oh, my God.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Gone, he's allergic.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, hello. How's it going? Welcome back. Speaking of dirtbag politicians, I saw this headline and there was not one thing about it that surprised me. Nothing made me go, oh wow, that doesn't seem plausible. And I'm not trying to get too political on the show. Trust me, I hate all politicians. I don't lean on any side. But people are mad because Rudy Giuliani got intoxicated on election night and wanted Trump to declare victory. Yeah, I can imagine because say what you want about Trump, but he despised drinking and smoking because I think it was either his dad or brother. Somebody in his family growing up, there's a real video out there, like a real speech. Usually Trump's in his like bombastic, outlandish, crazy, outspoken old man phase. But there's a video where he's talking about either his brother or dad having drinking problems. And he's like, I always want to be in the moment. So when you have Rudy Giuliani, Rudy gave me a little bit of what he was drinking. Rudy Giuliani, when he's wanting Trump to declare victory and Trump sees that he's intoxicated, he's probably not a fan of that. A drunken Rudy Giuliani advised then President Donald Trump to declare victory on election night, despite the fact that Fox News had called Arizona for Joe Biden and votes had yet to be fully counted. During Monday's public hearing, the committee played edited excerpts of testimony given by Giuliani. That dumb old piece of garbage probably doesn't remember saying anything. Like a creep. God, he just has the vibe of like no females want to go near Rudy at the party because he's going to grab your ass. Like, ah, oh, it's like a peach. You're a weirdo. Rudy Giuliani was drunk. He seems like he's drunk at all times. I feel like Rudy Giuliani is equivalent to Bender from Futurama. I feel like he's actually better at his job when he's drunk. Like, I feel like when he was mayor of New York and, like, saving the day and whatever 20 years ago, I feel like he was probably drunk then. He just seems like he's eternally drunk, but now he's got, like, brain damage. And he probably was driving around drunk all the time. Everyone's like, ah, oh, just Rudy being Rudy, but he saved the city. Speaking of weirdos, I don't lean on the right side. I don't lean on the left side. I don't give a crap. But let me tell you, I will say with every bit of energy that's flowing through my body at this current moment because of energy drinks and a long day and dbinfusions.com, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am so certain and confident when I tell you that I despise the Proud Boys more than anything. They're a bunch of losers that never got any girls growing up. They're a bunch of losers that were made fun of growing up, so they became muscular and meatheads and like their craft beer and have beards and they're angry at the world. Proud Boys stormed drag queen story hour for kindergartners at a San Francisco library. Right-wing extremists scream homophobic and transphobic threats at host. It's a very San Francisco thing to have a drag queen hour at a library, which is fine. I don't care. If you want to do that, that's fine. But God, that must have been so like horrendous just hearing those words being said by them. And you know all of them want some penis really badly. You know the Proud Boys that are really angry about, oh, gay people suck? No, they want to suck or they want to get sucked. They are all suppressed. They are all repressing their sexuality. They're suppressed and they're repressed and they're angry and they're mad that the drag queens and the homosexuality and the LGBTQ plus and everybody that's a part of the community is now feeling accepted and being able to live up to their sexuality and things are kind of getting better every day. But then people like the Proud Boys take it back and the Proud Boys see that everybody in San Francisco is out and gay. Oh, it's a party in San Francisco. It's gay as hell. And they see that they're not able to identify as gay because maybe their family's really religious or maybe their family just doesn't like it, a little homophobic like how a lot of boomers are. So they're repressed and they're angry and we're the Proud Boys. I wonder if you were to have told, like, let's say the Proud Boys began in the year 2000. I don't know the official year that the Proud Boys formed. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the thing that I would love is to go into the past and talk to somebody in 2006 and be like, hey, did you hear what the Proud Boys tweeted today? And they're like, what? I think about that all the time. If I could just get into a time machine and go back to 2002 and just say the weirdest things ever and be like, yeah, Kobe Bryant dies in a helicopter crash and Barack Obama, the senator, becomes president, like messing with time and going to pass. That's just a side note. A really riveting thing that you brought to the table, Ryan. Proud Boys barged into the library around 1:30 p.m. on Saturday. So Bay Area drag queen Panda Dolce, who is reading to preschoolers and kindergartners for story hour. This happened during drag queen story hour in celebration of Pride Month. No arrests were made. No one was physically harmed. Their feelings were just incredibly hurt by things that shouldn't be said. Ah, but whatever. Forget about emotional trauma. As long as no one was punched in the face, it's all that matters. A group of men, allegedly part of the Proud Boys, went to a drag queen story time and said transphobic and homophobic things. Several of the men wore shirts emblazed with assault rifles. They should also do that thing where you like you grab your pointer finger and you grab your thumb and you impersonate how small their penis is, and they should wear that as a logo on their hat. They hurled insults at the act as he read to kids who were only in preschool and kindergarten during the controversial event. Like, if you care that much, I feel bad for you, man. Like, if you care that much, you are just somebody I don't want to hang out with. I don't want you 100 feet within my family because you got a lot of anger in you. And a lot of times, I'm not a big fan of anybody that does protests against gay rights. Like, at all. Like, it's not even a thing. I don't even know why I said it like there's a chance I would support it. But my favorite thing is when you go to the Pride Parade, everybody's living it up, and then on the sidelines are the people from, like, the Westboro Church saying horrible things, and it's some of the people that identify in the LGBTQ plus community, it's getting longer by the day, they'll, like, pretend like they're giving them a head for a picture, and the guys are all angry, and it's always a good time on social media. This comes around times whether this is coming during a time when people are debating whether they want to have events done by drag queens that are either reading or dancing with young children, the article says. Last week, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis threatened to set child protective services on parents who take their kids to such shows. I would love to see his hard drive. He gives me, like, I don't even know if it'd be underage. He just gives me, like, he'd be watching, like, seven dudes, like, and a girl. Like, he's got weird vibes because he's so, like, authoritative. But he's authoritative in, like, an annoying way. She was called the T word for people that dress in other clothes, and she was called a pedophile. I think the Proud Boys are more talking about themselves than the actual drag queen is just reading to kids innocently. The disruption totally freaked out all the kids. I love how the Proud Boys are trying to do the kids a favor and they're just scaring the kids. And it doesn't really seem like it's working. If all the kids are scared and you're trying to... they are the worst. I've met them before. I don't want to say, like, where I met them. It was at events through my job. And they're just, ugh. You just see them, and the Proud Boys just walk in front of you, and you're just like, ugh, God. You just feel bad. You're, like, you don't ever want to think you're better than somebody, but you can confidently look at one of those pieces of shit and go, I'm better than you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by RichKBarber.com. Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. When I tell you that he is the best barber in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I'm growing out my hair. I don't know if you noticed lately, but it looks like absolute averageness. But that's what I'm going for. I'm going for the warrior that has no idea where his life is going, but is enjoying every bit of the ride. And you can experience that projection I just did by going to RichKBarber.com. Beard trim, hot towel treatment, haircut, whatever the hell you need. Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. He has like 50 reviews on Google and they're all 5 out of 5. Like that is 100%. That is how elite and perfect of a barber Rich Keeley is. For all the info, RichKBarber.com, and tell him you heard about it on
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Oh, I need some relaxation.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole 2 towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Kathleen, breaks her silence in TV interview ahead of tell-all memoir release to say it's not about who's right or wrong after spilling family secrets. Now, do I think it'd be fun to be married to Hunter Biden? Not at all. I don't even think you'd be good at doing anything during sex, because I think you would have a limp dick from all the crack he smokes.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
But I don't feel bad at all for a gold-digging idiot who knew who she was dating. She was aware of the infidelity. She was aware of the drug abuse. And she didn't divorce him. Why? Because she was waiting for the money. She was waiting for the opportunity. Get out of here. Yeah, you have every right to talk about Hunter Biden, but no one was putting a gun to your head and was like, you must be married to the trashiest person in politics, and that's saying something. Kathleen Bully, 52, will appear on Good Morning America to promote her book. That's pretty outlandish by Good Morning America. I mean, they are literally one of the most liberal shows ever. They have that one-sided pretty boy asswipe who is the handsome guy of the 90s, which says something about the look of men in the 90s, with George Stephanopoulos. When you have that asswipe letting Hillary Clinton say whatever the hell she wants, the fact that the show that has him on there is having the ex-wife of Hunter Biden, that means that Joe Biden is doomed. That means, let's go, Brendan! In her book, If We Break, she writes of finding a crack pipe in their family home and kicking them out of therapy sessions with the girl's three daughters, with the couple's three daughters. Why is it that every time there's like a creepy radio shock jock, or there's creepy late night talk show hosts, or Joe Francis that created Girls Gone Wild, look, the universe, I notice every single time there is a dirtbag who is involved with a lot of sexual things, they always end up having daughters. I don't know if the universe did that to ruin their legacy, but of course somebody that has a sex tape, which I've unfortunately seen because someone sent it to me, and it was very uncomfortable to watch, and he's smoking a crack pipe while doing it. That guy has daughters. Oh, my God. Get the presidential insurance and give them the best shrinks possible if they're not already seeing one. Then you got your mom out there spilling all the family secrets for her moment of time. Oh, this sounds like such a household I want to be in, the Biden household. When you look at Hunter, I bet you calling him a deadbeat dad would not even be saying enough. Because you also got his wife saying she was threatening, there is an alleged threat to Hunter that she would release embarrassing photos of him unless they signed an agreement where she'd be paid $37,000 a month. Yeah, so this whole time, obviously a dirtbag like Hunter kind of manifested by being married to somebody that's with you for your money, because he's not even good looking. Like, you know how like Donald Trump Jr. and Eric are like well put together? Hunter always looks like he's a crack pipe away from punching somebody in the face. Like, he's not a very handsome guy. I'm looking at this picture of him taking a mirror selfie, and he literally looks like Bradley Cooper on the DVD cover of The Hangover. He's got like a hoodie. It's like a polo hoodie on, and is like, it's like a button up shirt, and he's got his gut pouring out. And he's got on like white pants and like a gray belt, and his guts just showing, and he's wearing dark shades, and you see like drugs in the background, and you're like, Jesus Christ, dude. I see him being vicious when he's high too. I see him just being so creepy where they're like, yeah, be on your best behavior. Cause when Hunter Biden's on his crack pipe, yeah, watch out. And I'm not talking about, when I use the word pipe, he actually smokes out of a crack pipe. I'm not talking about J.R. Smith, the former basketball player in the NBA, who DM'd a girl and said, you're trying to get the pipe. No, there's different pipes. It all leads to the same thing, having people take half your money. But yeah, I am the authority, by the way, on all things sex. Not at all. I am the authority on all things love. Not at all. But I got here from the Daily Mail, real bedroom turnoffs. People share their biggest sex deal breakers, from talking too much to a partner removing their socks. Wow, man. So here's the first one. When a guy talks too much during sex, it completely ruins the mood. Absolute deal breaker. Next one. I was about to have sex with a guy when he noticed my natural pubes. He began saying how it was gross and unattractive. Anybody, I should probably be a little quiet because I have a neighborhood around me, and it's like 8 o'clock at night. Anybody out there who is like, oh my God, I can't have sex with my girlfriend because she's on her period and it's really gross, or oh my God, she's got a little bit of pubes down. You're no different either. You're a filthy male too. Don't act like, oh, because the woman's not perfectly put together. I'm so perfect with my perfectly bleached face. It's always like the pretty boys that are like, oh, no, 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 she's on her period. I can't go anywhere near her. And they're always like the ones that like expect like a dinner. Like, they're very traditional, creepy, like, they probably came from parents that were boomers, so they expect a woman to do everything. And it's just, let me see what else is here. What does it say? Beardless is a deal breaker. No lie, I turned a guy down for sex because he had one when we first met, but then shaved it later on. That means you're with the guy for attention, and you have a lot of daddy issues. A high sex drive is kind of a deal breaker for me. I agree. I could see that. Let me see what else we got here. 856-49-HOPPY. I've been with two guys who don't mind sex while on their period. Other guys say it's a complete deal breaker. Well, the ones that are saying it's a complete deal breaker might be the biggest idiots, because a lot of times the engine is really revving then, boys.
He never holds back.
I hate any clothes during sex. Yeah, it just feels kind of pointless. It's like we're doing something intimate. I don't want any clothes. Not being kinky in bed was his deal breaker. I didn't know sex had that much power. I might be the most traditional laid back person ever. I just go, hey, you want to have sex? I don't need people watching. I don't think I would even be able to perform. I have anxiety as it is. But let me tell you, anybody that wants to get hurt during it, you got deep issues. And if that's the way you take out your aggression, that's fine with me. But my Roman former Catholic ass, I said that as if I'm Roman. I'm not. My former Roman Catholic ass, you ain't hurting me. You ain't whipping me. Yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. Sex without affection or intimacy has never worked for me. I need the kisses during it and the snuggles after it. And there's nothing worse than when you hook up with someone that you have no affection towards and it's just you're going through the animalistic movements. And you're just like, oh, that was. It's like going to 7-Eleven when you're really hungry and just eating their pizza and there's nothing good about it, but it's really good. And you're just like, whatever. And there's absolutely no affection. And they want to hang out and see what's on Netflix. And you're like, I want to go home. Gentlemen out there, everybody's like, I've seen all these people getting divorced and all these people that are single, like wanting to get laid. There is a service out there that has an official sound effect. There is a philosopher for our generation. His name is Lil Weezy. And he said it profoundly best. Like, you know how the Bible has verses that have been remembered for thousands of years? Socrates had a few quotes, and so did Drake with the memes. I'm just kidding. There was a quote from Lil Wayne, from Lil Weezy, that we cannot forget, gentlemen and ladies. It goes like this. First you come, then you come to your senses.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour will be right back.
The best advice ever. This following segment has been brought to you by RyanHoppyRadio.com. Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, MixCloud, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify. You can listen to Happy Hour at any time, man. Spread the word, man. I'm recording for you guys.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yeah!
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And you can check us out on Z Radio Live. And if you're listening live on Z Radio Live, hello there. How the hell are you doing? That's great to hear. If you're listening on Z Radio Live, I appreciate that. But if you're not and you're listening via the podcast, you can hear our simulcast. We are syndicated. You can listen to us at ZRadioLive.com every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central. Or go to ZRadioLive.com. And it's on the Odyssey app and TuneIn. Just search up Z Radio. So growing up, I was forced. And when I tell you, like, it wasn't like a crime. Like, I wasn't, like, taped inside of my parents' car. And they were like, you're going to church right now. But sometimes it felt like that. They really wanted me to be Catholic. And then I became a slut in life that watched adult cartoons and has a slight porn addiction. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes when you really force religion and you really force things, it makes the kids not want to do it. Like, if I have advice for anybody out there, I'm not a parent, so I don't really know what it's like to have a kid. I can't really relate to you. I can't really say that I get it. But, so let's say your kid's like, oh, my God, Dad, can I watch the UFC this weekend? And he's like 11 or 12, and you're like, I don't want him to see the violence. Watch it with them. Become the biggest UFC fan of all time. Know everything about it. Wrestling. Maybe a TV show on Netflix. Make it seem like it's the greatest thing ever. Because then they're going to hate it. But when you rebel against it and you make it into a big deal, yeah, then you got a problem. For example, everybody I know around me likes Seinfeld. Everybody likes Seinfeld. Everybody. Oh, it's the greatest show ever. Oh, Jerry Seinfeld's not a pedophile. Oh, it's a great show. My dad loved it. He had every DVD. We would have soup for dinner. He'd be like, no soup for you. I hate the show with all my heart. But if he was like, oh my God, Seinfeld's terrible, you better believe I'd be the biggest Seinfeld fan ever. So all I had to do growing up, when I was being a bad kid, man. Oh, I was so bad. Some kids rob other people, they like to say, car hop. Some people have underage drinking parties or get pregnant at 15. No, I'm going to burn in hell forever because I like to watch Family Guy at age 15. And my dad always tried to make a big deal out of it. And all he had to do was watch it with me. Then I would have been fine. I'd been like, oh, I hate this show. Man, they were not funny after Bird is the Word. They really fell off. I think if Family Guy never came back in general, it would be the greatest show ever. Just like if The Critic had a lot of seasons. Because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, The Critic was like 25 years too early. It's with John Lovitz, and it's one of the greatest shows ever. When I'm not just saying that. It's got 23 episodes, and it's marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. Did I tell you it's absolutely marvelous? It is amazing. It's got this intro. It's about a fat-ass movie critic. All right, check it out. But what I'm talking, why I'm bringing up all these things from the past, is so I was always told certain things growing up Roman Catholic. Abortion's evil. Marriage is only between a man and a woman. Marijuana is awful. Drinking's awful. George Bush is a good president. And I remember one, my parents didn't really talk about it. And this isn't a shot at anybody because anybody would say this. Like, I remember there was a boomer named Jim Grazenia. He was a legend. Like, the only person I got along with at my church. There was Bob Pasalia and Jim Grazenia. They're like in their 80s now. And they were the only people that I would like throw a football with. I didn't get along with anybody that was religious. I don't get along with anybody. But I don't get along with religious people at all because they creep me out and they think they're better than me. Oh, but they're supposed to be so holy. And I remember Jim Grazenia was like, Ryan, there's four things you don't talk about in life. Politics, sex, money and religion. I was like, thank you, man. And I remember he also was like, you should never see the Da Vinci Code. I'm like, why? They're like, you should never read the Da Vinci Code. And I'm like, why? And then they would give me some reason about why it's anti-Catholic. And then I really wanted to watch the Da Vinci Code. And then we would go to other like friends' houses that were like Roman Catholic, and they would have like prayer night, and all the kids would be sitting in a basement watching some Scooby-Doo, the VHS movie or whatever. And I would be like, what's this? So like, oh, it's a book that my parents said not to read, but they're reading all of it. And Tom Hanks slams his Da Vinci Code movie as hooey. Well, that sounds like something he would say. I wonder what he would call or say about his son. And admits he only did them for the money. I changed my pants in front of the Mona Lisa. Wow. America's dad's getting a little raunchy. But by the way, his son grew up. I don't think he's that good of a father. Let's be honest here. Tom Hanks admitted in an interview with the New York Times that his popular Da Vinci Code films were hooey. He says they were about as accurate to history as the James Bond movies are to espionage. He portrayed religious symbology professor Robert Langdon in a thriller trilogy that grossed over $1 billion. Here's the thing, though. If you were watching any of the Da Vinci Codes or reading them, you're like, oh my God, I am learning about the past. This is so informative. You're an idiot. You're just a dumb person. And I think by Tom Hanks bringing that up, he's probably implying that there were people that thought the things that happened in the Da Vinci Code were real. Just like people that think the Bible's real.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Same thing.
Happy hour will be right back.
It was almost like the Roman Catholic Church was kind of projecting about it. Never mind. This following segment was brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.net. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best around, I'm a man of my words. If you live in Tampa Bay, you can work out with him. If you don't worry. You can work out with him virtually. FitzAgeFitness.net. He's got a lot of different workout plans. He's got a lot of different classes. And he's just the best around. I'm looking at what I want to talk about next. After I tell you to go to fitsagefitness.net and fit_sage_fitness. Because Devin Prasad's an amazing father, man. He's got 5 kids. I've hung out with him when he's with his kids. He's a great father. But Charlie Sheen?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys.
Whoa, hey. Oh, hey. It's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain.
What are you looking at? Loser, you're a loser. Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt. You make me sick, you big bag.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
We got some breaking news. No, not World War III. Why is there's a commercial playing? It really ruined a bit. Maybe it's a sign from the universe to not play the breaking news music and get all right to the point. You guys ready? You know, like the moment before 9/11, like you remember what your lives were like before 9/11, and then you're like, man, everything's changed since 9/11. Same could be for the 2008 recession. Same could be for a lot of things. COVID, obviously. Trump being president. You're always going to remember the day when you were listening to Happy Hour and you found out that Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen's daughter, Sammy, age 18, just joined OnlyFans. Oh, man. And officially, I could tell you, Charlie Sheen failed as a father. And again, is that thing I said from the universe when creepy radio shock jocks or porn directors or professional athletes have all daughters? Yeah, this move right here is just karma to Mr. Sheen. But her father doesn't condone the move and urges her to keep it classy. Oh, but semen jokes on 2.5 Men. That was so funny. It was funny the way he was always having sex and Alan was a loser. Sammy Sheen, the daughter of Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen, has opened up an account on the popular site. The 18-year-old celebrity daughter. Oh, this is the best part. Honestly, joining OnlyFans is not that big of a deal. I know people on OnlyFans, whatever. I know somebody I used to work with that likes clam chowder. Let me just tell you that. But hear me out. I don't care. But she's also a recent high school dropout. Yeah, it's not really a winning combination. You're honestly, and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be rude. But you know how, like, I'm not talking myself down, but I failed in college. College is not for everybody. But I graduated high school, and I had all D's. You literally just need to circle all C on tests and just write a bunch of BS, and you can graduate. I mean, seriously. and I'm not trying to be a dick, but you honestly are the dumbest, most lazy, entitled moron. I'm not just saying this about his daughter. Anybody that doesn't graduate high school, unless the only exception is if there's trauma in your family and you're taking care of somebody or you don't get driven to school. If there's something that is preventing you from graduating, like a roadblock, like a bad household or whatever, completely different. But if you come from a privileged home where you have all the access to tutors and everything and you fail, you're a loser. I'm not trying to be mean. It's literally so easy to graduate high school. It's almost scary how easy it is. So to all the dropouts out there.
Loser.
Yes. I'm going to give you the inspection. Let me look up Sammy Sheen on Instagram, and let me see which one of my coworkers follow her. That's my favorite game. 856-49-HOPPY. The algorithm's trying to hide her. I typed in Sammy SH, and it didn't even show her. Nobody follows her yet. But let me see her. She looks too much like Charlie. That's probably where she got her sex drive, too. All right, let me look at her OnlyFans here. I'm just curious, like, oh, it shows a picture of her butt, and it says censored. Ooh, wow, edgy. I can't get that on Pornhub. Oh. Let me see here. this is great. 20 bucks a month. Netflix is like 17. It's more than Netflix. All right. Hey, subscribe to exclusive content. I upload content 2 to 3 times a week, and the things she's uploaded this week are pictures. Nice. Follow me on Twitter, at Sammy Sheen, so you can be up to date on new posts and sales. Oh, here's the best part. Hey, guys, my messages are always open, so come talk to me. Oh, that is, you know what? Good for her. Because if you're that dumb, because you hear about all these guys. Okay, I don't want anybody to stalk her, but literally you have these guys that fall in love with them because they talk to them and they get a little too nice. The grossest part, I looked up Sammy Sheen. She's born in 2004 and she's in porn. That is vomit inducing. Charlie was probably busy banging some like 19-year-old when he found out that his daughter's in porn. He doesn't seem like somebody that really is like attentive. And he's probably like someone that gives her like $50,000 on Christmas and her birthday and is like, is this good? This is my $50,000? Because there's sometimes dads that'll give out presents during holidays and they're like, I'm not going to talk to my daughter for a little bit, you know? Cool, man. It's your legacy. You know what else is a legacy? James Dean in Lemon Stealing Whores. Also, I want to have a real talk with you. Do you know how to fix the speech impediment? Because I have a hard time saying Stephanie Stevenson went to the park. So help me fix that. 856-49-HOPPY. But this, the action was good afterwards, but this is just the best. The Lemon Stealing Whores.
I'm so glad that our lemon tree finally grew.
Yeah.
Me too.
And sprouted fruitful lemony lemons.
That's how I know.
Me too. I mean, imagine. We can make lemonade. Key lemon pie.
Yeah.
Lemon meringue pie.
Hell yeah.
I think it's the most valuable property that we have.
Yeah.
I do agree. I think we should go to the bank and get a loan. Actually, I think we should just get lemon tree insurance.
Oh, geez.
I think you're right.
And then get a loan and use the lemon tree as collateral because it is now insured. I truly do love our lemon tree.
So it's James Dean hugging his girlfriend, and then there's Johanna. Oh, wow, her name is Johanna. Johanna Angel, and she's walking around naked.
Just imagine.
Yeah.
A life full of lemon trees.
Hey!
And all our beautiful lemons.
Take care
endless
of the earth.
Endless possibilities. They're so beautiful.
I wish I was a lemon.
Oh,
you wish you were a lemon? If you were a lemon, I would put you on my shelf and cherish you like I cherish all our lemons.
That's
uncomfortable.
So
try.
But I only hope that the whores aren't...
And then here's Johanna Angel putting lemons in her boobs, in her bra.
Stealing our lemons, you know those naughty whores always steal lemons.
We do have a couple lemon whores in this community. That
those damn lemon-stealing whores.
Yeah.
Because no one will take our prized lemons from us.
Hey, has it been about 10 seconds since we looked at our lemon tree?
It has been about 10 seconds till we looked at a lemon tree.
Hey, what the fuck?
It's a...
The girl taking lemons. You can see her every Thursday in Ybor City.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
She'll be drunk in downtown Ybor, those party girls on a Thursday night. Oh my God, it's a sink or swim. I'm here for a long, for a good, to good, to whatever the saying is. You want to buy me a shot? I vomit in front of you. This following segment was brought to you by WestchaseProtein.com. DJ Tone Tampa, he has a classy party. There's no vomiting women around. WestchaseProtein.com. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you want, man, you can get there. And when you get the invoice, all you got to do is tell them I sent you. Okay? You got it? Okay, cool.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hi, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hobby Radio. Oh, that's cool. Whatever. Remember Stormy Daniels, the woman that in any other case would have ruined the Trump marriage, but Melania likes money? Her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, will plead guilty to taking $10 million from five clients, including a paralegic man. You're telling me that someone that defended a almost marriage-ruining porn actress, the same lawyer that would represent her, would be representing someone that he takes the money from, including a paralegic man? What a surprise. He just looks like a sociopath. 856-49-HOPPY. We're going to get to celebrity news headlines in a second, but The Game, the rapper, was heard over Super Bowl halftime show snub. Dr. Dre didn't call me. Yeah. The problem is there's something with G-Unit and The Game where they just don't like him. Like, he's been kind of made fun of his whole life, but he's got, like, every song he makes that is good is really good. But he's not in with the cool crowd, which I can kind of relate. So it's like, yeah, you got to work harder to get your music out there, because I would have much rather have seen The Game at the halftime show than Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar is so awful now. It is unbelievable. He's good awful, where he's making better music than I could, but he's got that song, I think it's Cry For Me or whatever. It's literally it's on his new album. It is, if I could tell you, I think the song is called Kim between Eminem and his ex, I believe, and all those songs where he's like, I'm going to burn that bitch's house down and whip her to the ground. Everyone's like, yeah, Eminem, 2002. Yeah, Kendrick Lamar's new song where he's impersonating a relationship he had. It's like, yeah, I cheated on you, bitch. And she's like, yeah, well, your dick's not big. And it's like the song for 5 minutes. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, you are kind of really projecting, Kendrick Lamar. I don't also know if you heard, but there is a prenup between Britney Spears and Sam Asghari, which honestly might prove that Sam Asghari might actually love her. Because if he would have found out that he couldn't get a prenup and he left, that means he is a dirtbag. But the fact that he will leave not being a millionaire because of their ironclad prenup, I mean, I just don't know, because we don't know him. And he just seems like such a douche, but he could be the most cuddly guy ever. Speaking of Sam Asghari, I got this audio here. This girl has got massive breasts. And why I say that, not to be a sexist shock jock or anything, but she does a video. It is the ex of Sam Asghari. So I believe Sam has been with Britney probably since, he was saying, 7 years. So 2015. They probably met in 2014. So this is the girlfriend from essentially a decade ago. And she's wearing like a bra and like a little bit of a shirt over it. but her boobs are massive, and she's doing a video about how Britney Spears has the perfect husband. And I thought this was such a home-wrecking thirst trap move. I have not heard the audio yet, but I'm so excited to hear what this brainiac has to say.
I think Sam would be a fantastic husband. He's not like the cheating type or the flirting type.
When you begin with that, one makes you wonder, buddy.
He's very devoted, very supportive. So I think I only see good things for them, to be honest with you.
We needed your opinion. Your name's not even in the video. It says you're Sam Asghari's ex. Like, you don't even have an identity. That's what I love, too. And this goes with any gender. But I love when, like, a famous person dates a not famous person, and then the not famous person will, like, trash the person they were with forever. And they're like, I don't care about them, but that's all I talk about. So I'm essentially keeping the relationship alive in a one-sided affair. Like when people would leave Howard's show and they're like, Howard's the cheapest piece of garbage ever. I'm going to go on a radio show and say that Howard sucks. I'm stuttering John. I can relate, but not with that part. But yeah, but you're talking about him all the time. So her makes you wonder what she's about. Let's see her.
Type or the flirting type. He's very devoted, very supportive. So I think I only see good things for them, to be honest with you.
That's good. I only see one thing in this video.
He's the type that he's going to concentrate on his work.
What work? Working out? What does he do? I'm not saying he doesn't have a job, but she's acting like, oh, he's going to be writing one of his books.
It looks like she's more into just building a family now, which is fantastic. So
I'm not going to be mean or anything. I don't think Britney needs another family, man. I don't think she needs another round of postpartum depression.
I think it's a great thing for both of them. Well, when I dated Sam, I was pretty much in the same situation that Britney was in.
Not at all. You are not even. What?
Well, when I dated Sam, I was pretty much in the same situation that Britney was in.
You were in the same position as Britney was in? Were you on the Disney Club at age 5 and had a bunch of hits in the early 2000s and shaved your head because the paparazzi were following you around? And you married somebody who I thought was the person from Seinfeld, but it was a different Jason Alexander. What do you possibly have in common with Britney Spears?
I was being controlled by my management and what have you.
What do you do? Your management. I was in a few movies. Your career is so big. You're not even in the TMZ video. Like, it says in the headline, Sam Asghari's ex says Britney has the perfect husband. Whatever. She's not a household name, so they're not going to put it in the title. Whatever. You're not even in the, like, description. Sam Asghari's ex-girlfriend. Oh, but my career was on the down low. It's been on the down low since you began.
Pulled by my management and what have you.
Yeah, you were pulled by your management because you suck at whatever you do.
And he just kind of came into the picture while I was trying to separate from all that. And I think he really helped. He's very understanding. He's very supportive. So I think that's what she needed at the time. That's what she still needs. So I think they're a perfect match, to be honest. There's a certain kindness to him that I don't think he's going to per se hurt her. I think soul will come through and he will ultimately take good care of her no matter which way it goes. Even if it ends up like they get separated or whatever, he's the kind of guy that will always kind of be supportive and be there for her.
I feel like this is gaslighting. I feel like their relationship probably ended maybe, I don't know if it was cheating. He's like 29. So if this was before Britney, this could have been even, ooh. What if he cheated on her while with, why? What if he banged her while with Britney and she's like, you better be on your best behavior. I'm going to expose that marriage. Her name is Myra Veronica. Oh, household name. We know who the hell you. Dude, he's got something for older women though, bro. I kind of did too. Let me see here. She's born in 1980 and he's 29 or 30. So that means if they dated 10 years ago, he was about 20 and she was about 31. I see you, Sam. I get it, bro. Myra Veronica Rodriguez, a household name, is an American singer, model, actress, and television personality. Most famous for appearances on Spanish language TV. Blah, blah, blah. She's in a lot of Spanish language television shows. She is the official spokesperson for, she is one of them for the USO, United Service Organization. She's really charitable, that girl. She's continued in school and went to a local beauty pageant and became Miss Miami. She does look like she'd be Miss Miami. That puts a vibe since you were listening. She was also an exotic dancer, a pure platinum at Fort Lauderdale. She does look like she'd be an exotic dancer, a pure platinum. Sometimes I don't want to make generalizations in the cancel culture world, but I was kind of thinking that. Let me see here. Music. During her time with the Univision Network, she had the opportunity to meet top-ranked music producers who collaborated with her on her first music album. It was titled Vengo Cato. I'm coming at you with everything. You can come at us with anything, but you're going to fail every time, including I need my ex from 10 years ago. He's probably banging seven other girls then at that same time. Oh, but I need to get my attention out there.
I think Sam would be a great father. First of all, he's going to have the time to just devote himself to.
That's kind of a bitchy thing to do. She just had a miscarriage. Now, we don't really know because it was so fast how she was like, I'm pregnant. I'm having a miscarriage. But like, either way, we don't know. And then you're like saying he was going to be a good father when there's a potential chance that he. She doesn't really seem classy. She seems like a homewrecker.
I think Sam would be a great father. First of all, he's going to have the time to just devote himself to the children. He was always, before this type of entertainment career, he was more into, I believe he was into wanting to become a cop or wanting.
Oh, man. He wanted to be a cop. On what? Rookie Blue? Or what was that? What was that show called on Fox? I think it was Rookie Blue. In what world was Sam Asghari going to be a cop? Yeah, it was called Rookie Blue. Remember that show that aired during the summer on ABC that everybody was a beautiful cop? Yeah. That was your only chance at being a pig, bruh. Yeah. Honestly, I think Sam Asghari would be a great cop. I don't think anybody would take him seriously because he's so pretty, but I don't think anybody takes the cop seriously anyway.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, this following segment was brought to you by, let me see here, Dwayne the Mattress Guy at Mattress by Appointment, Hillsboro. Yeah. 813-452-5555. It's 813-452-5555. When I tell you he's got the best beds around, I'm a man of my words.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Oh, really?
Forget it, Meatwad.
Why?
I'm a circus freak.
Me too.
That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Today, in pretentious pedophile-covering assholes being the royal family. You ever talk to a royal family who... No, you've not talked to someone from the royal family. Let me say that again. You ever talk to a royal family fan who's a boomer and you want to talk to them about the family, and they're like, oh, they're so wonderful. And then you're like, what about Prince Andrew? And they're like, what's that? Yeah, the royal family has done a pretty good job of covering it up. I ain't going to cover it up. I here speak my mind and talk about topics that are never off topic. Never too taboo. Nothing is sacred here at Hoppy Hour. Nothing will be held back. Prince Andrew wants to be a part of the royal family again. And you know what? A year ago, I'd have been ranting about this, been like, you know what? He can have it. If that pointless title makes you feel better, whatever.
Now to Prince Andrew, the royal reportedly wants to be reinstated as a working member of the family. And Maggie Rooley joins us now from London with more on that.
Working member of the family. What are they doing? Folding papers? And I don't even know what that means. What are they doing? Oh, they work so hard, those royals. Oh, they real grinders. Forget about the welders in Sarasota trying to pay for three kids with three different baby mamas that work actually hard. No, no. Royal family.
Bad. Good morning, Maggie.
Hey, Amy. Good morning. Yeah, we just heard that Prince Andrew will not be making a public appearance today. And a last minute.
Oh, but I thought you were so innocent. Show up then, Prince Andrew. You want to be a part of the family? Make the appearances. Oh, but you're a guilty pedophile.
Change of plans. His spokesperson tells ABC News
that
he will only attend the private, behind closed doors parts of today's royal event.
Yeah, he's a creep.
Move is being described by a royal source as a family decision. The palace is also.
Yeah, they're like, please go away, a family decision. She's like, I love you, honey, but I can't have you around. I don't know why I made her sound like the grandma from Squidbillies. Maybe because she is.
A family decision. The palace is also saying this morning that the queen will only be attending the private parts of today's event as well.
And what does she do? What is the point of them?
Prince Andrew seems to be pushing to get back into public life. The Telegraph reporting he wants his royal status reinstated, recognized, and respected, and is lobbying the monarch. Earlier this year, the Duke of York settled a sexual assault lawsuit against him out of court.
When it's out of court, that's just, let's just pay it off.
Case had led to him losing his coveted military titles and other royal patronages over those allegations, which he denies.
Of course he's going to deny it. He's going to say, oh, I love 16-year-olds. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of dudes that like younger women.
So what we use?
We date. We dating.
Okay, so Diddy is dating a city girl.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I got to skip over this, but there's copyright. Can I go up? All right,
relationship
good.
Status with 28-year-old rapper Young Miami on the first episode of her Revolt podcast show, Carisha Please.
Oh, Carisha Please. What? Oh, I'm sure she's dating Diddy for that riveting relationship they have because he was such a loyal friend to Biggie. Ah, when I think of noble people, I think of Puff Daddy, someone that's so talentless and so average as a rapper that he's changed his name 9 times. How old is he? Let me see. 52. Oh, yeah. You're with her because she's a real winner, that Young Miami.
At one point during the episode, Carisha, who is also known as Young Miami, and is one half of the rap group City Girls, asked Diddy about his relationship status.
Yeah.
What's your relationship status?
Oh, there he is, smoking a blunt. Oh, he's so edgy.
Mr. At Bag.
I'm single, you know?
Yeah.
I'm single.
Tell me about it.
I'm dating.
Well, you can't tell me about
it. Taking my time with life.
And although he initially responds by saying he's single, she restructures her question to ask what we all really want to know. What's going on between them? So what we is?
We date. We dating.
I'm seeing 9 other women, but you can hang out with me for clout.
We go have dates. And we friends.
And we bang.
The exotic location.
Yeah.
We have great.
Yeah. That's pretty much. She's like a famous sugar baby. We go to exotic places. I have sex with you while talking to other women.
Okay. We go to exotic locations.
Yeah.
We have great times. Mm. We go to strip clubs. I'm going to take you to church.
I love it. Next up.
I would not want to go to church with Diddy.
Miami asked Diddy.
Doc!
Specifically that he likes about her, and well, his response,
because you're authentic,
you know? You're like one of the realest people I ever met, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, Diddy.
And you're authentically yourself, and you're a great mother.
Yeah.
You know, a great friend. You just have a good time.
Besides having a good time, Diddy explains how he and the rapper connect on a deeper level.
Yeah, I get advice from Carisha.
Yeah, he vibes on a different level of going deep.
You know what I'm saying? Carisha tell me, like, yo, don't be in your head, and, you know, you're just a good friend. Everybody that's a friend of yours will tell you, like, that you're...
Whatever, man. You do you, and you keep having sex with her or whatever. 856-49-HOPPY.
So earlier this week, as we know, Todd and Julie Crisley were convicted of bank fraud and tax evasion.
Hell yeah, and his gay lover was outed.
Now they're facing another nightmare. Season 10 of their reality show, Crisley Knows Best.
Okay, let's see. 30 years of prison or another season of Crisley Knows Best. Mm, the crazy thing is that right before the trial, it got renewed for season 10. That's on USA Network. You said, let's do a season 10, knowing that they were about to go on trial for this.
Why wouldn't they pick up the cameras right now?
Clearly,
because they don't want to be incriminated.
Crisley's didn't agree to have the trial and everything filmed, right?
I don't like that. If you're a reality star, I want to see your reality. Don't just stop the cameras when bad things happen.
Yeah, bro, preach.
Try and present a very wholesome family. They don't want you to know, like, any, like, bad flaws.
You can say what you want about them, but they are definitely not. I don't remember what the word she said was.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, and we are starting off with EGOT Jennifer Hudson because she has achieved GOAT status, or EGOT status, I'll say.
Hell yeah!
Last night, the singer took home the award for Best Musical at the 2022 Tony Awards after she was a producer for the musical A Strange Loop, for the EGOT title. Now, for those of you who might not know what this means, it basically is for anyone who has won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony Award. Jennifer has officially become only the 17th person in history to reach this status. Congrats on the HL fam, and I must say, last night, Jennifer, you looked stunning on the red carpet. Moving on to Britney Spears, because it seems like her mom, Lynn, has no hard feelings after not being invited to her and Sam Asghari's wedding. After the pop princess took to Instagram to share photos of her special day, Lynn commented with a heartfelt message sharing her support for Britney and called it the dream wedding. Jamie Lynn, her sister, who was also not on the guest list, appeared to show her support for the union by liking a post that E! News shared on Instagram about Brit and Sam's nuptials. Recall, Britney has spoken out against her family since the fallout from her conservatorship, so it's no surprise that these two didn't make it to the event, but at least there seems to be some good energy on the other side. All right, and now let's jump into Justin and Hailey Bieber. Last week, the Peaches singer revealed that he's suffering from Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, which causes facial paralysis and obviously has impact on one performing. Well, Hailey is definitely proving that she has her husband's back through sickness and in health as she reposted the video of Justin announcing his diagnosis to her Instagram stories, along with an encouraging message of, I love you, baby. Now, this unfortunate news came after Justin announced that he would be canceling some of his tour dates due to some health issues he was having.
That video made me feel so old. I watched it and I'm like, oh my God, he's like getting old. Like, he's not like the baby anymore that has the perfect body.
John Stamos is calling out the Tony Awards for not including his friend Bob Saget. The Fuller House star took to Twitter on Sunday to share his dismay, writing, disappointed to hear that Bob Saget will be left out of the In Memoriam segment tonight at the Tony Awards. Bob was brilliant in The Drowsy Chaperone and Hand to God. Come on, At Broadway League and At the Wing, do the right thing.
The Tony Awards is so pretentious, they're probably like, we don't want that comedian in there. Oh, the Tony Awards just give me such douche vibes.
The 75th annual award show was held on Sunday night.
Yeah.
In tribute to many of the industry's late performers.
Got it.
But Bob was not included. The 65-year-old made his Broadway debut.
But they probably included some, like, nobody.
...in The Drowsy Chaperone in 2007 and returned to the stage for Hand to God for the final 2 months of its run in 2015. In his tweet, John added, Bob loved Broadway, and I know the community loved him. The Tonys have yet to respond to the comments.
They won't, because they're a bunch of uptight douchebags.
Britney Spears' family is sending her love after a milestone occasion.
Yeah.
The pop icon's mom, Lynn, and sister, Jamie Lynn, reacted on social media following her wedding to Sam Asghari on June 9th. despite reportedly not being invited to the festivities.
Of course they're not. They would ruin it and make it about them, like they make it about everything.
And shared a supportive comment on one of Britney's Instagrams from the big day, writing, "You look radiant and so happy. Your wedding is the dream wedding, and having it at your home makes it so sentimental and special. I am so happy for you. I love you."
If you love her and that's the way you're describing that relationship, I don't want anything to do with love. I'm going to find another way to describe my family. I adore you guys. I never want to use the same word you use, because if that's love exploiting your daughter, then we got a problem here.
Jamie Lynn didn't chime in, but offered her well wishes in a more subtle way, giving the post a double tap.
Oh, wow. Passive aggressive.
I don't care what one thinks about me.
Yeah, you do.
Or what judgment.
Amber, if you didn't care about what people thought about you, you wouldn't be saying you don't care about what people think about you. It's all you think about. You're known as the girl that shit the bed.
I don't care what one thinks about me.
Oh, really?
Or what judgment you want to make about what happened in the privacy of my own home and my marriage behind closed doors. I don't presume the average person should know those things, and so I don't take it personally. But even somebody who is
gassy.
Sure.
Gassy? Gassy from all the Thai food?
Deserving of all this hate and vitriol. Even
you're talking about yourself, Amber Heard. Oh, you were just so innocent and not full of hate.
If you think that I'm lying, you still couldn't look me in the eye and tell me that you think on social media there's been a fair representation.
I think there's plenty of people that would be able to tell it to your face. You're not that frightening, honey.
Not tell me that you think that this has been fair.
I don't know. She's just nothing attractive about her. Ugly human being.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news and entertainment. Let's start out with John Stamos, because last night, before the 2022 Tony Awards aired, he took to Twitter to call out the award show for leaving his Full House co-star Bob Saget out of the In Memoriam segment.
Yeah, I heard about that. This video is going to talk about Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey. Who cares?
Fans at the Governor's Ball who were waiting for Roddy Ricch to hit the stage in New York City Saturday night were thoroughly disappointed to learn they would not be seeing the rapper perform.
Why?
Since he got arrested just moments beforehand.
Oh, I thought it was going to be maybe he couldn't find a babysitter.
The 23-year-old and his crew were reportedly going through a security checkpoint on their way to the show at Citi Field in Queens.
Yeah.
Police stopped his tour bus, searched it, and allegedly found a loaded weapon, several rounds of ammunition, and a high-capacity magazine.
Bruh, I can't play any more of this. But bruh, I said this on the other show, but I'll say it again. You gotta, like if you're gonna bring things around, like, keep it low-key, keep it organized, bruh.
Down to a 10-6 change in court, the lead defense attorney for the Parkland school shooter telling the judge today that she wants to withdraw from the case. And it comes amid the ongoing jury selection process for the shooter's death penalty trial.
Local 10's Christina Vasquez is live in Fort Lauderdale with the latest developments from court. Christina.
There were certainly some tense exchanges between the judge and the lead defense attorney. Take a look.
Whoa, you're telling me that it's going to be tense at a school shooting trial?
One day here.
It started when lead defense attorney Melissa McNeil explained that they would like to hold off on asking potential jurors today about their death penalty views because a key member of the defense team, Casey Secor, was out sick with COVID. The state did not object.
He is the only other death penalty certified attorney on this case, and I'm not comfortable going forward without him, Judge.
Well, you're going to have to.
The judge said she wanted to press forward. McNeil said she would not participate in questioning potential jurors without Secor because of the impact she believes it would have on her client's due process rights.
It's that whole thing. You've got to have actual rights. It sucks.
I don't intend to have any contempt hearings, but I believe your refusal to participate would be a clear violation of Florida law and the rules of professional responsibility.
And then
sounds like he's got a real winner of a lawyer. I mean, but what are you supposed to do? Like, just have him live in jail forever? He's not getting out of jail.
After the judge ordered both sides to move forward.
It's your order to participate.
Judge, at this time, the defense would move to withdraw from the case.
McNeil made a motion to withdraw from the case.
I'm also going to have to consider whether or not.
I don't care anymore. You know what the solution would be? Just put him in the electric chair and just get it over with. Just get it done. Bye, bitch. Burn in hell. Maybe if we were to prosecute the shooters and get rid of them, Maybe they would be like, oh, the other ones were put to death. I'm not going to do it. But there's literally really no punishment. They literally get to live. America has a lot of problems. I think that's not even saying enough. Oh, no. I'm a little nervous. Are you nervous? Oh, jeez. The cancel culture police are at it. Hey, pigs. Watch out. It's the cancel culture police. And they're at it again. Hold my bag, bitch. I got to skip over this because there's music. Cancel culture is coming after Lizzo over a slur she used in a song. Let's be honest. It'd be easy to catch up to Lizzo if you were a cop.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by the best network of podcasts around. QuadPod, Q-O-D, POD.com/RyanHoppy. It's also been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Tuesday and Thursday. He has classes at AmirAcademy.com, 2800 22nd Street North, and that is in St. Petersburg. AmirAcademy.com. He's the best around.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones?
Yeah, go to Nebraska Avenue.
If you got an albino, send her up too. In like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get him up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
This morning, prices across the country are as high as summer temperatures. With inflation at a 40-year high, that means we're paying more for almost everything.
And it's only going to go up because we need it. We're doomed. We are doomed! America is failing. This planet has failed.
Food is up more than 10% from last year. Housing up 5.5%. You're paying 37% more for airfare. And gasoline up a whopping 48.7%.
Let's go, Brandon!
Well, it is the start of a big week for the Bolts. They'll begin their quest to win their third straight Stanley Cup, hoping to be the first to three-peat in 4 years. On Saturday, the Lightning sealed the deal as Eastern Conference champions with a 2-1 win over the New York Rangers.
I went to the first quarter of the game and got a little lit. It was a good vibe.
Yeah, now they're drawing up a game plan for a final against the Colorado Avalanche. ABC Action News reporter Chad Mills is at MLE this morning, and Chad, excitement, I can imagine, is already building across the bay.
Oh, no, we all are just so sad. What a dumb comment. I'm going to assume people are excited about the most popular team in town. Also, they got to watch out for going to Denver, because I know a lot of times, like, the weather in Denver can affect players. I don't care anymore. Go Bolts or whatever.
Johnny Depp heading back to court just weeks after his trial victory against ex-wife Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven all the elements of defamation?
And defecation on her part.
Yes.
Here's what we know. In court docs obtained by ET, Johnny faces a civil lawsuit for assault following an alleged physical altercation on the set of his movie City of Lies.
Yeah, the thing is this. It's like, yeah, he won that case, but then a lot of dudes were like, hashtag men too. It's like, no, he's not innocent either, bro. That was weird. I meant to say bro.
You want a name?
No. Leave me alone.
Filed in 2018, the suit alleges Johnny assaulted the film's location manager, Greg Brooks, who claims the actor punched him twice in his ribcage on set.
Oh, and I thought Johnny was such a good guy.
Johnny's own bodyguards were forced to remove him from the scene.
That sounds healthy.
At one time, I actually believed that.
In the legal docs, Brooks says he suffered emotional and psychological injuries in the aftermath. The trial is set to begin on July 25th in Los Angeles.
It's going to be a fun time. Just more of that asswipe in court. Yuck. I'm sick of it.
He has a very major operation on Monday, and I have to be there.
Sharon Osbourne is opening up about Ozzy Osbourne's health.
I hope he survives. We need that vampire.
The 69-year-old was on the Talk UK last week, where she revealed the Black Sabbath singer is set to undergo a major medical procedure in LA on Monday.
It's a miracle that he's lived this long.
That will, quote, determine the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Also sharing about some other upcoming milestones with her family.
So Sharon, the news is that you're heading back to LA, and I'm sorry to hear that Ozzy's got a big operation coming up as well. He does. He has a very major operation on Monday. And I have to be there. It's really going to determine the rest of, you know, his life. So the next thing is my son is going to have a daughter in about 3 weeks.
Fabulous.
And also it's our 40th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
1st of July. So
are you planning a nice big party or something for that?
I don't know yet. Depends.
She's adorable. I wish her nothing but the best.
Hollywood is mourning the loss of a beloved star. Philip Baker Hall, whose acting career spanned more than 5 decades, has died at the age of 90.
And if you don't know who he is, it's not like a household name, but he's a household face. He was on the short-lived show The Loop in 06 and 07. It was on Fox. It was about a 20-something who would now be 40. And he worked at a airline, and it was an okay show, but yeah, he was on it.
The late star's wife, Holly...
He played the crazy old boss.
Wolf Hall confirmed the heartbreaking news to the Associated Press on Monday, noting that her husband of nearly 40 years was around his loved ones when he took his final breath on...
Honestly, that's the perfect way to go about. 856-49-HOPPY.
Alex Rodriguez is having a fun night out with his new flame in Italy.
Oh, I'm sure she's with him for that riveting personality. You know, he's probably a little shriveled up, too, from all the roids. Sure, it's very bizarre looking. Oh, but Catherine Paget, how old is she? 25. I mean, she's a sugar baby, but whatever.
The 46-year-old former baseball player was spotted kissing Dallas-based fitness competitor Catherine Paget at a nightclub in Capri, Italy. In photos obtained by TMZ, the pair was also spotted dancing and playing tambourines during their night out.
Because what we've learned about A-Rod in the past is if it was him and Madonna at the Super Bowl in 2010 or him and J-Lo all the time, when he shows how perfect his relationship in public is, it usually is not.
A source close to A-Rod told People that the two are, quote, casually dating right now.
Yeah. They're banging other people, but just being seen in public because he's letting her get some clout off of him. Kind of like Young Miami with Diddy.
Relationship is still very new.
Yeah, and it won't last long, and it'll end in some broken vases at the house.
Prince Harry took a tumble at a recent polo match in California.
And you know, he probably dwelled about it the whole day. He's like, I must be perfect.
The royal returned to the States after visiting the United Kingdom for his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee.
That looked like the dumbest time ever. And everyone's like, how dare Alicia Keys sing Empire State of Mind? Like, we're not allowed. Like, they take our entertainment. Oh, but you can't sing the song about New York? Shut up. I hate the royal family. They are the worst.
He stepped out for a polo match in Santa Barbara near his home in Montecito, California.
Yeah.
Recently. And he was photographed falling off his horse while playing the sport.
Yeah. But 20 years ago, he was literally falling off the wagon drunk in Vegas. Now he's falling off the horse. How they grow up so fast.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by dbinfusions.com for the best CBD around. Tell David I sent you. This has also been brought to you by FitsageFitness.net. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer around, I'm a man of my word. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. For all the info, FitsageFitness.net and Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. This has also been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com, the best posters, business cards, and yard signs around. WestchasePrinting.com and DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at RichKBarber.com, AmirAcademy.com, and call Dwayne, the mattress guy, 813-452-5555. I got you all the hookups.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Someone hit me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey, I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856 499 Hoppy. 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. What the hell is going on with America's version of the royal family?
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are the cutest beach blonde babes.
Hell yeah.
Couple's romance continues to heat up as they cozied up together on a tropical getaway.
It seems like Pete's a lot happier leaving SNL.
The 21-year-old reality star shared a series of snaps from her vacation with the 28-year-old comedian
to
her Instagram on Monday, captioning the post, "Beach for two."
Hell yeah.
The pair showed off kayaking together and then holding hands in the crystal blue waters before packing on the PDA with their toes in the sand. The Skims mogul didn't reveal their exact geographical location.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to be like, "Hey, everybody come bother us."
But she did share more videos of the dreamy tropical spot on her Instagram story.
That's cool. 856 49 Hoppy.
We can't keep her here forever.
They find her, we're never going to see her again. We got to protect her. That's our job.
Got it.
Humans and dinosaurs can't coexist.
Ah, I'm bored already. Jurassic beat out Top Gun Maverick, man. We live in the 90s and 80s. Nothing original has been made lately. We are out of ideas.
Post Malone is a girl dad. The Circle's rapper casually shared the exciting news on Howard Stern's SiriusXM show on Monday.
I've heard of him.
While talking about recording his new album.
I went and I kissed my baby girl. And then I went and played some.
When baby girl, that's you referring to your girlfriend or you have a baby?
No, that's my daughter.
Oh, you have a daughter?
Yes, sir.
That's been on the QT, though. We didn't know you had a daughter, right? You keep all that quiet.
Whoa. Wow, we got breaking news. A rapper that's actually a good father.
Yeah, I want to let her make her own decisions.
I admire that.
Post did not share any additional details about his new bundle of joy.
Ah, his music sucks. He's got too many tattoos, but at least he's a good dad.
Rebel Wilson is responding to reports that she was forced to expose her relationship just days after revealing she has a girlfriend.
Oh, that's cool.
On Thursday, Rebel shared this photo of herself smiling ear to ear with Ramona Agruma on Instagram.
Yeah.
The caption, "I thought I was searching for a Disney prince, but maybe what I really needed all this time was a Disney princess."
I get it.
Hashtag love is love.
Got it.
It's like love is in the air.
Yeah.
But turns out, allegedly, it wasn't Rebel's choice to reveal her new romance. On Saturday, the Sydney Morning Herald published an opinion piece, which has since been taken down by journalist Andrew Hornery.
Ah, Andrew, what an asshole. Why do I not get laid?
In the article, Hornery writes that they gave Rebel a two-day deadline to provide a comment about her relationship before they plan to announce it themselves.
Man, those other tabloids in the other countries, you think TMZ is bad? Oh my God.
But Rebel chose not to participate, which Hornery writes about in the op-ed. Quote, Wilson opted to gazump the story, posting about her new Disney princess.
Whatever.
Rebels fans, they immediately spoke out on social media, criticizing the newspaper for allegedly forcing the star to reveal something so personal.
Got it.
Among the critics...
That sucks. I don't know. I love the, like, other countries, their news shows were like, that's the price of being famous. I'm like, yeah. If that's the price of being famous... To all the media members out there that exposed her being gay when she wasn't even out of the closet, let's hear about your skeletons, you scumbag leeches.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Money. And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.